Ryan Cotter and his companions walk through the empty corridors of the redoubt.
Rather barren, I'd say.
It sure is. Whoever used to be here bugged out a long time ago.
It took everything of value with them.
Dead campfires, graffiti and bones, human, animal, and otherwise, showed there had been successive waves of habitation. At some point, someone had managed to breach the main clamshell doors, and then the interior ones. The spent shells of various makes littering the floors showed there had been many room-by-room firefights. It was odd that the victors hadn't bothered to retrieve the spent brass.
Door's still open.
Whoever was here didn't bother to...
Shit!
Quiet.
Maybe there's just one.
Doesn't seem like it.
Even in the dim glow of the moon, Ryan saw Stickies coming. A writhing, undulating mass, boneless and overwhelming. And way more than the companions had shells to waste.
Move! Move! Move!
They raced for the Matran's chamber. Behind them, scores of sticky feet charged after them in rubbery, ground-eating bounds.
They're catching up!
JB! Gren!
Last one!
Do it!
As the party passed the corridor junction, JB pulled the pin. The stickies barely slowed. They loved fire and explosions. Unless it ripped their heads off, even those directly caught in the blast didn't seem to mind so much. The companions charged toward the corridor that led to the hexagonal Matran's unit. Ryan stopped and shouldered his Steyr rifle as his people went through the doorway that led to the control room.
JB, close it!
The outer door to the control room was ordinary steel. When the companions had arrived, it was jammed, and it had taken JB a good 10 minutes of tinkering with the mechanism to get it to open. JB took a knee beside the inner control panel for the door and began fiddling with its guts. The stickies came around the bend in a fish-belly white, boneless wave. Shrapnel scored some of the muties' bodies, but it wasn't slowing them. Doc stepped into the doorway and drew his Lama from beneath his frock coat.
I'll help you keep them at bay.
Less talking, more shooting.
JP?
Yeah, I'm working on it!
I'm empty!
My turn.
Jack Lauren drew his .357 Magnum Colt Python.
JP!
Almost there. Got it!
Ryan and Jack stepped back as the steel door ground against the floor. The door stopped closing, leaving the same 3-inch gap that they had first found.
Fire blast!
JB!
The door's shot. No way will it shut.
Here they come!
Dozens of stickies slammed their rubbery bodies against the door. Others shoved their suckered hands through the gap and began heaving at the steel with grotesque, elastic strength.
Gotta jump.
Yeah, I think you're right, Jack. The door might hold, but these stickies aren't going anywhere. And we're low on food, water, and ammo.
Do we have to go so soon after the last one?
You can wait, but I'd rather not. Like I said, Doc, the door might hold.
Christy stared steadily at the Matran's chamber.
Lover, I got a bad feeling.
Ryan turned his single eye on his woman. Christy Roth was the most beautiful thing in his life. She was tuned in to Mother Earth, and he had learned long ago to trust her intuitions. But the fact was that the Matran's was the only way out. Ryan ran a hand through the silken length of Christy's scarlet tresses, and her hair coiled around his fingers with a will of its own. Ryan smiled wearily.
Got no choice. We have to go.
Christy, Jack, JB, and Mildred stepped within the glittering armorglass walls and selected a place to sit on the floor of the Matran's. Ryan turned his sympathetic eye on Doc as the old man stood at the doorway, staring at the Matran's in trepidation. Dr. Theophilus Algernon Tanner had been ripped through time and space from the 19th century to the 20th, where he had been mentally, physically, and quantum mechanically experimented upon in brutal fashion, until he had finally been hurled forward a further century into the nuke-shattered America that had come to be known as Deathlands. Ryan often had to remind himself that the damaged old man body encased a man who was his same age.
Doc, we've got to go.
The sufferings that fate inflicts on us should be borne with patience, what enemies inflict with manly courage. By all means, let us be on our way.
Mildred held up her hand. Doc took it and sat on the floor beside her. Ryan stared in weary exasperation at the keypad on the wall. It did them no good. They had no destination codes for the matter transfer device, so a jump in a Matrans was a jump to anywhere. All they could do was activate the device by closing the door and hope for the best. A mist began to coalesce as Ryan strode across the chamber and sat beside Christy. The discs in the floor and ceiling began to glow and flash.
No! Something's wrong! No! Ryan?
Nope. It's me.
Ryan?
Christy painfully shoved herself up to her knees and looked around. She, Mildred, Jack, and JB were still in the same gateway of the same redoubt. Ryan and Doc were gone.